What up, beautiful human beings? What's happening? Welcome to another New Perceptions podcast episode with me, your host, Ben Brown. Today we're going to be talking about presence. And the reason I'm talking about presence is because in 2 days' time, on the 7th of July, I have my very first online workshop, and it's about presence. It's a two-part workshop. The first part is obviously on the 7th of July, and the second part is a week later on the 14th of July. And it's going to be on Zoom, it's going to be live, and if you can't make it or maybe you're too late to watch it live, I'm recording both sessions. So you can still, if you want to, join in and have access to the workshop. It'll be available online. You can just head to benjam.uk and grab yourself a ticket in the events section. I'm really excited for this because I've been trying to figure out over the last year or two, what is it really that's changed in my life? Really, what's the main thing that is different now compared to my life 5 years ago when I had a fucking mental health breakdown and a complete dissolving of my reality? What's the difference? Why now? What's the main reason that I'm so much more in peace now, that I don't literally very rarely feel anxious about anything? And it's been a long time since I've had a feeling of depression that's lasted more than a day. Whereas compare that to 5 years ago, I was literally living in this state of depression. It doesn't mean that I don't experience fear or anxiety ever, or sadness or grief, or anger, anything like that. It's just I don't dwell in those vibrations are very long, and I'm also very content with feeling content. I'm not constantly searching for this bliss state, this happiness, this joy. I'm not trying to manufacture heightened states for the sake of avoiding uncomfortable states. So I don't really struggle with any kind of addiction anymore, whereas before I was addicted to my work. That was the best way for me to avoid my feelings and avoid the truth of what was really happening in my experience of reality. I was also very addicted to weed, and that was a really beautiful medicine that was much more healthy for me than I think other forms of numbing that I could have chosen, but still was very destructive for me in my relationships and my life. And I've had other forms of addiction as well that have come up for me. And it seems like as these addictions have sort of dissolved away, and I come into this state of not needing any, as much things externally to feel good about myself. This is a beautiful state to come into. And I'm really celebrating that for myself and anybody else who's come into this space where you're actually life's really good, exactly how it is. I'm not trying to chase any feelings. I'm not trying to avoid any feeling. I just feel like I'm right here for it, in more of a state of gratitude for what I have. I found that when I am in a state of gratitude, I don't need anything else extra. So I've been writing an online course, and then that turned into a workshop, and then it turned back into a course over the last year, and I've been slowly honing in on this offering that I feel is the most impactful thing I could share. The one thing that I've learned over the last 5 years that is really that I continue to move forwards and take forwards with me, that's never going to not be there. And I've realized that is the development of this skill of being able to be present, to be able to drop into the present moment. And you've probably heard that, and you've probably experienced that, and you're probably practicing it. I don't know where you are on your journey right now. Maybe you're right at the beginning of your journey and you think, okay, yeah, people keep talking about being present and arriving in the now moment. and that there is no future and there is no past. Everything's happening in the eternal now. It's one of those things, like a lot of these teachings, where we can understand it with our logical mind. We're like, okay, I can grasp that. I can see how that could be real. And then over time, with experience, it feels real in our body. It's like we have a deeper sensation of understanding it. And you're like, oh, that's what that really meant. And it's not just in the mind anymore. And I think the whole now moment, living in the now, be here now, as Ram Dass says, that's something that we can come into a deeper resonance with over time, with experience. So the things that take us out of the now moment, of course, are when we are thinking about the future and we are allowing the mind to catastrophize or basically create worst case scenarios of what might happen in the future. And we've all done this. I mean, I still occasionally do this where I catch myself. I'm like, whoa, why am I feeling anxious right now? And it's because I'm worried about something in the future. And maybe it's worth worrying about. Maybe it's something that needs attention, like, oh my God, how am I going to pay my bills? That these are the things that need attention. And all the time that we're thinking about something in the future and we're not doing it mindfully and consciously and we're not aware of how the mind works, what the mind does, its job is to keep us alive and to survive. So it will create the worst case scenarios so that at least we feel prepared for the worst. And even though we don't actually know what's going to happen in the future, we have no idea. We have a very rough guess based upon our experiences that we've had so far, the data that we've collected in our life. The sun will rise, gravity will continue, we're still in the same body, and there's a few things that are like consistent, and that's about it. The rest of it is unknown. It's all a mystery. And so for our mind to try and accurately predict what might happen in the future is actually ridiculous. And especially if it puts us into a state of anxiety or fear around worst case scenarios, then that's bad for our health because it's creating stress. And here's the main point that I'm coming to, is it part of our consciousness is not actually here in the now moment. Our consciousness is anchored into the third dimension, into time and space, through our body. So we're still here somewhat, but if we're thinking deeply about the future or the past, or we're daydreaming about something, our awareness actually disappears. You ever had that moment where you're listening to someone speak and then you actually forget what they're even talking about because your mind has wandered elsewhere? That's going out of presence. So the skill that we want to hone in on, and the skill that I've developed and continue to develop, I'm no master teacher here. I'm just sharing the insights that I've gained that are helping me change my life. The skill is to come back to the present moment where life is actually unfolding. And we do that with using the breath. So this is the foundation, I believe, of why we're here. I mean, you got to make up your own reasons and meaning for your own existence. But for me, I feel like I'm here to learn and grow and experience life. And life is only happening in the now moment. So the more I'm actually available for it, the more I'm actually in a more intimate relationship with reality, with truth, as it's unfolding before my very eyes. It's also the only place that I can really get curious enough to learn something, to receive lessons and teachings that are available to me in any now moment, in any manner of different manifestations, whether it's someone who triggers me. Some of my greatest teachers have been people that my ego doesn't actually like, and I wouldn't actually get on well with them if we were to hang out. And every time I think about them, it triggers me. And I'm like, actually, you're teaching me something. You're showing me, you're illuminating a part of me, this trigger, a part of me that's not yet free. And so this is another part of the course, another part of the workshop that we're going to be diving into, is like being able to liberate ourselves from the mind tendency to want to live in the future, to try and predict the future and catastrophize. And our human tendency to want to ponder and mull over the past and how things should or shouldn't have been and how we could have done things differently. And again, completely out of our control. It's in the rearview mirror. We can't go back there. Everything's happening in this now moment. There's literally no point in getting upset about things that are happening in the past. Unless, of course, it keeps coming up and it keeps coming up and it keeps coming up. It won't leave you alone. In that case, we come into presence with it and we say, okay, what is this thing about my past that I can't seem to let go of it? So instead of like running from it or pretending that it's not bothering us, we come into presence with it and we invite it into the now moment with our full attention and awareness. So we can say, what is that? And then maybe we need to move through some healing with that situation. Revisit something that's happened in the past in order to rewrite the story and do a bit of healing there. But all of that also happens in the now moment. And it's things like aspects of our past that we don't love and would rather have changed, that we haven't fully accepted, that cause addictions, numbing, avoidance, distractions, all of these things that are actually pulling and fragmenting our consciousness away from the now moment. And so you might be thinking, well, why do I want to be in the now moment? Well, because that's where all of life is happening, including bliss, including joy, including love and happiness and connection with other people, including connection with the planet, including all of the beauty that is available if you are open to receiving it. And you can only be actually open to receiving anything in life, whether it's a teaching, a healing, a blessing, a connection with other people, communities, a moment in nature that is deeply healing, a remembrance. All of it happens in the now moment, right now. None of it's going to happen in the future. So this is the practice. And we use the breath. We come back into the present moment. So that's one of the very first subjects that we're diving into on this workshop, is to anchor into the breath. This is about tuning into life. This is about tuning into the now moment. And when we tune into the now moment and you say, okay, come into your body, stop thinking about things, get out of your mind, get out of your head and drop into the body. If you'd have told me to do that 5 years ago, I'd have told you to bugger off, because I'm trying to exit my body because it's so uncomfortable in here. I've got anxiety. Every time I drop into my body, I've got intense messages, energetic messages in my body that are screaming at me. Anxiety, pain, discomfort. I don't want to be here now in this present moment because it's fucking uncomfortable, which is why I smoke weed, to avoid that. And that's totally understandable. And so we do it little by little, you know. We don't want to completely short circuit the whole system. But over time, as we learn to be spending more time in our body and tuning in, we get to know ourselves better. We get to actually sit down and have a conversation with the part of ourselves that we've been avoiding. And each time we do, we're fine-tuning. We're tuning our physical body, our emotional body, our mind, and even our spiritual connection in these spaces. It all happens in the moment. So this being able to come into presence is being able to actually show up as a student for the direct experience of your life that is trying to teach you something to help you understand who you are, understand how strong you are, understand like that you are intimately connected to all things, including your own inner resource of healing energy, love, within you. And so everything we need for our next step in life is always in this now moment if you can show up for it and notice it and see it. And so let's dive into a couple of the subjects. I'm just going to list off actually some of the subjects that we're going to be going through in this workshop. Already spoken about it, the breath. This is the main practice. Using the breath to anchor back into the now moment when any kind of discomfort comes up in the body, any anxiety, coming back to the breath. And that's the reason I'm putting that right at the beginning of the workshop, is so that we can practice it throughout the workshop together as well and actually begin this practice. I mean, there are going to be people in the workshop, I'm sure, that have been doing this practice for a long time. They're going to be people that are absolute beginners as well. And I've designed this to be of value to someone who doesn't know anything about being present, all the way through to delivering value of someone who's been doing this kind of work and on this journey for years. We're going to be talking about and understanding the power of the mind and what the mind's job is and how it operates and how it works and why it isn't our enemy. It's an incredibly powerful tool. Some say that the mind, the whole universe is mental. That our mind is what's actually creating our reality. And so if we are to become the masters of our reality and the creators of our reality rather than the victims of our experience, we must begin to establish how the mind works and understand how we can use the mind as a tool and have the mind be in service of the perception of the heart. So the heart is really where we're going to be dropping into with our presence. So we're like coming out of the mind into the body, but really into the heart space. A little bit about the subconscious mind and the conscious mind. We're going to be talking a little bit about becoming the witness and the observer of the mind and thoughts. And we're going to be, from this space, understanding that we are not our mind. We are not our thoughts. We are the awareness that's observing it all. I'm going to be sharing a few mindfulness practices as well. And there are several moments throughout this workshop where I'm actually going to be guiding a live meditation where we're all going to drop into a meditation together. And this is one of the first ones. The next section is understanding what is presence and what is awareness. What's the difference between presence and awareness? And the next section after that is about getting curious. I loved writing this section about curiosity because I realized that intelligence is actually curiosity. And curiosity is intelligent. Intelligence knows what it doesn't know. And for my whole life, I thought I absolutely knew how reality worked. I fucking knew who I was. And I know who you are too. And I had my mind made up on everything. I had a very strong and stubborn mind, and I still do. And it's an interesting thing to work with, having a very strong mind about things. Because it makes it more difficult to learn things when I've got such a strong mind. Because it refuses to let go and release something to create the space for something new to be learned. So intelligence really is about knowing what you don't know and being curious. It's like AI, artificial intelligence. The power of AI, its power lies in its capacity to learn, not know. It takes everything that it knows, but it's ready and very happy to rewrite old knowledge that's outdated when it learns something new that's replacing it. That's intelligence. So we're getting curious, and the only place we can really get curious in a useful way is in the now moment. And I'm talking about getting curious in terms of asking questions. So this is another big part of the workshop. The quality of the questions that you ask in your life literally determines the quality of your life. So I'm going to be encouraging you guys to ask big questions that are difficult to answer. In fact, a lot of them are almost impossible to come to a definitive answer. And these questions are like, who am I? Who is this awareness that is listening to my thoughts that's back there? If I'm not my thoughts and I'm not my body and I'm not Benjamin, I'm not my story, I'm not my failures, I'm not my successes, I'm not British, I'm not, all of this is just temporary. And if there's a temporary, then there must also be at the other end of the scale an infinite. And if all the spiritual teachings are correct and all the wisdom teachings are correct, that beyond the story of who I think I am, way back there lays is this layer of consciousness, this awareness that is infinite. Who is that? Where does that come from? And it's not about finding the answers to these questions. It's about asking them and going on a journey with them. And that for me is like the spiritual journey. It's the self-discovery. And it's a lot of fun. We can have a lot of fun through it. Getting curious with like, okay, what's the intelligence of my body trying to tell me right now? Are there any aches and pains in my body? What are they trying to tell me? A lot of the time when we have emotional blockages or repressed emotions and we don't give them the attention that they need and the love that they want, because really they just want to be expressed, right? They just want to be released and alchemized. It's just emotions are energy and they just want to be moved. And so all the time we're holding on to an emotion and we're going through life and people are triggering it and we still don't let it be moved, it's interrupting our life. It's taking us out of alignment. It's causing contractions. And if we don't deal with it over a long period of time, especially emotions like anger, if we don't sit and get curious and say, okay, give this anger some space to be expressed, it comes out in a physical form of pain and disease. And that's the last resort for that emotion to grab your attention, is to create physical pain in the body and say, will you give me some attention now? I'm actually dealing with something quite similar to this in my knee at the moment, trying to get to the bottom of this knee pain that I've got. And it's such an interesting journey. And I've been ignoring it for a while, because sometimes it goes away and now it ain't going nowhere. So I'm getting really curious with it and I'm asking it, what is the issue here? Probably there's some tightness in my hip. Probably I'm not walking straight. And all of these things are happening for a reason. So we get curious. Noticing is the key, to notice what's going on in reality, in truth, in this now moment. It's not just to notice like the pain in our body or what's going on in our mind, but to actually, when we're walking through nature, notice how incredibly beautiful this life is. And to then notice how it feels to be calm and present in nature and how healing that feels. And then when we go and get into an argument with our supposed friend that we've been friends with for years, but for some reason always feel drained when we spend time with them, now I've got a data point. I've walked through nature and I've noticed just how peaceful and calm and happy I feel. And now I'm getting into another argument with this person. And now I have a data point, a comparison, a contrast. And so I can notice that actually this ain't how I want to live. I can't continue with this relationship, friendship, work, whatever the thing is. Because we're noticing now, we're noticing in this present moment, we're not judging it. We're allowing it to be there so that we can notice it and we can receive our teachings from whatever this is. Even if the teaching, and especially if the teaching is along the lines of, you don't have to do this anymore. You can choose to not have these arguments. You can choose to not get into these confrontational situations. You can choose to change your friendship group. You can choose to not hang out with people who the only thing that brings you all together is an addiction that you're actually being invited to let go of. And how do you know you're being invited to let go of it? Because you've noticed how cuck it makes you feel compared to when you're not doing it. So this isn't necessarily an easy journey and process, but these are the tools that I've developed, or that I've been taught actually, and that I've kind of developed into this sort of priority list about like what's going to be most useful for you, for anybody that's embarking on this journey of change and transformation. What happens when we start to notice what's not working for us? How do we work through that? This is what's in the workshop. The next section is called Truth is Freedom. So ultimately, for me anyway, we're trying to get back to being free human beings. The reason I've been on this journey is because I realized that I was not free. I was trapped by my fears. I was trapped by my mind. I was trapped by situations that I'd got myself into, relationships, friendships, commitments, environments that weren't working for me anymore because they were restricting me. And nobody is to blame except for me. I'm not blaming anybody for any of this. I actually created that restriction and constriction for myself, that discomfort, that lack of freedom, so that I could understand it and then break out of it. And when we come into the body, we're coming into contact with reality and what is true, and we have to get honest with ourselves. But this is where freedom is, even if it's uncomfortable to begin with. And so there's a whole section on that. And what we're doing also, the next section is about harmonizing. When we're out of harmony somewhere in our life, that's what creates friction and tension and constriction and restrictions and disease and suffering, ultimately, is when we're not in harmony. So there's a whole section about harmonizing. One of the main things is, like, are our thoughts and our words in harmony with how we actually feel? Do I feel anxious, yet my words are saying, I'm fine? That's tension. I'm creating, like, a lack of attunement in my sort of guitar. Like, imagine, like, I'm playing the guitar and it all sounds good, but then I start to detune the strings. It's going to sound shit. That's what's happening when we're thinking one thing and we're saying another thing, when we're feeling one thing and then we're saying another thing, or when we're thinking, feeling and saying one thing and then our action looks completely different. These are all things that we can bring into harmony so that we can create less of a gap between us and truth and reality. We're also going to dive into the power of intentional living, the power of setting our intentions, which requires us to actually decide what it is that we want. We're going to talk about tuning into the heart and the intuition, how to tune into our intuition, which is all about getting quiet and potentially working through some of the layers between us and our heart, some of those repressed emotions. There's a whole section on high quality questions equals a high quality life. And then there's a whole section that I wrote yesterday about being present to gratitude, what that feels like. And gratitude is the highest frequency that we can experience, giving thanks. It's humbling. It's the acknowledgement that Benjamin isn't actually very responsible for any of this, and that everything is a gift. There's a guided meditation in that, a gratitude meditation that I'm going to take everybody through. More on attunements, and then at the end there's a whole spiritual growth through presence section, because this has been a really important aspect of my journey too. And regardless of what your spiritual beliefs are, I think there's some valuable insights in there for maybe going on the journey of asking those big questions of who am I, why am I here, what's the meaning of my life, how does this reality work? And so yeah, that's it. That's the workshop. I'm really excited for presenting it in 2 days time. So if you feel like it's resonating with you, grab yourself a ticket. And like I said before, even if the workshop has been and gone, it's going to be available for 2 months. So you can buy a ticket, and when you buy a ticket, you will be emailed a link to the recorded sessions. Each session is probably going to be 2 to 3 hours long. There's also going to be a Telegram group that you're going to be put into, like a little private Telegram group for our little community that's going to be going through this. And right now the price is £44. And I know now that this is something I'm probably going to be doing like twice a year, maybe more. It's probably going to become an online course that's going to be way more than that. So if you want to get it at a good price, now's the time to jump in there. So head on over to benjam.uk, check it out. And yeah, that's the end of the podcast. I've got another podcast coming out soon, next week, with Charles Clay. Another one with him, because he's so good on the podcast. And we're talking about relationships and how to call in your love. So I'm really looking forward to sharing that with you. Also, go and check out my YouTube channel, because I've started uploading some more vlogs again. Slowly but surely getting back into the YouTube and the vlog game. And as always, go and check me out on Instagram at BenJam. But yeah, I hope there's been some valuable insights in this podcast for you. Thank you for listening. Share it with someone that you think might resonate with it. And I will see you guys soon. Peace.